Hello friends, we start with chapter 15, very interesting one, maximizing marketing success through data-driven decision-making, analytics and metrics. In earlier couple of chapters, repeatedly analytics was coming and ability to take data-driven decision based on the real-time data we have discussed. So in this entire chapter, which is quite lengthy, we'll be understanding this. Remember, every aspects I may not be explaining it. Crux will be attended to. So kindly pay attention. Remaining are self-learning, self-comprehensive aspects in nature. Quickly, what is data-driven decision-making? DDDM is essentially nothing but in a real-world digital platforms, everything, every second to second, various data is getting generated. Now, this data when pulled in for the analysis, it gives you inferences. If you take a decision based on that inferences, it is considered as data-driven decision-making. Utility or the importance of it is you are not taking subjective decision. You are taking objectively built decision based on data and inferences thereof. So, here is a definition view, the process of making decision based on actual data rather than intuition, observation or a gut feel. It's like it uses certain metrics and analytics to measure your performance. So when I said one example, open rate, it's one metrics. If you are doing an email campaign, it's one metrics. Okay, how many people have opened your email? Reach, that you plan to reach so many people, how many people have click through rate, how many people have done a click to the communication that you have done, how many likes, what is that engagement when they say, so they define what is an engagement. So this is what, now once you release your campaign on this paid sites, the data analysis starts, they generate data for you and they feed you that data. Now, if you take a decision based on that same thing I have told you, you have taken an objective decision. So that is the meaning of data-driven decision-making. What is the nature and the scope? Here, it is actually, you have to have, first of all, analytics in place. What will you analyze? Which analytics platform you will take? Okay. And therefore, what is that indicator that tells you that you are on dot, you are on task or you are not. So this is a perspective that you have to first of all build. That's what you have to understand. The scope encompasses very wide area. Broadly, however, PPC is the one where this gets used. Email, we have also discussed. Social media also, we have discussed this subject. And even content marketing. So very wide scope that data analytics based decision making has. Application across the digital channel. Okay, so it helps you to develop your comprehensive strategy for the digital platforms. Objective, why do you do this? Okay, and enhance customer insight. This particular data gives you complete idea about what has been preferred, how is the behavior, how is the response, okay, what kind of people from which part of the country or the world they are coming, etc., so that you understand your customer better and accordingly you take insight based tactical and strategic decision, improves your ROI because budget has to be spent. Now if you have taken your decision based on data analytics available to you, based on platform success rate, etc., cost of acquisition, cost of click through, etc., you are ensuring an improved ROI for you. Campaign performance can be optimized because over a period, this 1 million, suppose this campaign for 1 million impression you have taken, now it is not going to get over in day. So it is going to be like 2-3 months activity. Now you realize that this is working, not working, or on this platform it is working, on other platform not working. You can optimize. If need be, you correct your campaign. You need be stop the unproductive a platform to productive platform, bring your budget out there. Predictive analysis, you have a data and past data being tapped and utilized, you are able to do a predictive analysis, load factor and all that earlier the term that we have used. So likewise, you will be able to predict the likely open rate, likely conversion rate, likely return on investments, etc. So those kind of things you will be able to predict also. So this is a powerful benefit that it offers, and hence strategic focus. Now, your decisions are now getting done on the data and the factual inferences out of that, and therefore it requires a strategic approach. Blind tactical approach doesn't work. So once things are not working for you, you have to get into the root cause, and then you have to take a strategic call. And that's why the strategy starts playing. And when strategies start playing the role, overall the possibility of success increases, because tactics will be derived out of strategy. Otherwise, most part what happens, we take tactical call without strategy being in place. Risk reduction, broadly by using decisions and inferred data out of decisions, the next decision that you take, which is database, the risk reduction takes place. Real world example here, company, those who use this DDDM, they focus on high impact areas and tend to outperform competitor, okay, who rely on gut or instinct, etc. So on one hand, you have a companies who are very driven through the data inferences. The other one are on prejudice based subjective assessment of the market or gut feel or short in-depth or a dipstick study, etc. Then this company certainly will outperform those. Improved customer experience. Overall, this will help you to create a sound personalization, streamline interaction with the customer, okay, based on the insight that you take, and then it leads to the higher satisfaction because of your ability to serve them appropriately and your ability to maintain relationship over a period, so the loyalty gets built in, so you are able to leverage lifetime of customer value. So this is a powerful benefit that we have studied. Another one is a market adaptability. The change which is not as predicted, when you notice, you come to know that there is some change in the marketing conditions that have happened. So you get into understanding that change, and once you understand that, you appropriately can come back to your campaign and create a desired change. And as a result, you have adopted to the real time, and therefore the likelihood of success is better. So adaptability is a word that helps you. Real world example is, of course, out here, can pivot quickly during market shift, maintaining competition, etc. So especially when, suppose I decide that I'm very good in Western market, say like almost 60%, but in Southern market, my market share is 20% only. So how to make it 25%? Then when I'm aligning my campaign, I'm able to take various database, inference-based thing, and when I keep monitoring during also campaign, I can get into certain very critical decisions, strategic decisions that will get me that result. So now the subjectivity goes out, objectivity comes in. Efficient resource allocation. Now with the database inferences, past result analysis, etc., you know which platform works, which nature of things work for you, which kind of offer works for you. You are able to get the better balance between your platform use and the budget that you allocate. So this is another reason why database data-driven decision making is getting more and more popular. Gain competitive advantage, I have already explained. Somebody will be more on gut feel, subjective assessment, dipstick only survey, while you are on a data driven inferences, and therefore your decisions and their ability to influence is far higher than the subjectivity by the competitor. So this is like, as I told you, market penetration. Now that you implemented market penetration, because you studied the reason that you identified why people are not trying your product is this. Now you've taken care of this particular problem, and now when you are reaching to them, now they want to try you once. And once they you know that once they try you once, they will have a repeat offer and all, so they will be tempted to take your repeat offer. And likewise, that way you are able to penetrate and achieve your that 25% market share objective. Data quality improvement. So here the quality of data, you will come to know based on the bounce rate, unsubscribe rate, etc., conversion rate being low, etc. You will question the validity of the data. You will therefore be forced to screen the data, and you probably may have to refresh the data. So those aspects will improve the quality. This effort will pay you in the subsequent long run. Better product development. You come to know through an insight the changing consumer behavior, changing consumer preferences. Once you know that, that feed, if you given to your product development department, they will be able to develop product that meets the market need, the first and significant aspect of marketing management. So this is what brand can alive their entire product development based on the data that they have assessed, which is through the customer interaction happening in the market, captured by you through your campaign, through your other electronic means, etc. Increase operational efficiency. So we are still out of number of benefits that we have studied. Furthermore, operational efficiency will improve because inefficiency will start getting minimized, not so impactful act will get eliminated, etc. All your process-based aspects which is hindering the development and the release will get into control, and you will be able to therefore take a decision which is going to be very, very improving operational efficiency. And then overall employee who will have a data will take taking this page again. After understanding a couple of benefits of database decision making, I am coming to another one, which is operational efficiency. Through a data inferences, you are able to contain your inefficiency. You are able to identify what is not working for you. You are able to know what is wasting your money, etc. So you see that overall operational efficiency will build up. Overall, also the employee will get engaged, because employee will get data to take decisions. They are not compelled, forced to take subjective decisions. And when the decision is data driven, they will test the success, and therefore they will be high on their morale and they will start becoming accountable. They will take a responsibility, onus about the decision taken. So companies who integrate this always see the smoother workflow and higher employee satisfaction. Furthermore, data literacy across the organization. Now, overall, it will become a culture within the organizations. Every decision, every interactions, every milestones, etc., will be driven by data and inferences, therefore. So, subjectivity will start going. People will not have their perception being used or to manipulate things, etc. It is an objective way of working will get established. Scalability. Once you are so confident about this, you will be able to take higher risk. Okay, this because you are based on the insight that you have obtained over the past, and therefore probability of success visible to you being strong, you will take expansion plan, growth, you will take higher challenges, stretched goal, etc., are becoming a possibility. So the scalability will come in because there is an objectivity there. This is just a basic example that has been given to you. Long-term sustainability. Will it work in the long term? Obviously, yes. Now that you have even achieved the organizational way of working to be data-driven, you are continuously going to adapt to changing market condition, changing consumer behavior, changing need of the customer. How are they buying? What are the touch points getting added? What are the touch points getting more used, etc.? And around that, what you need to be built up, you will create it, which is based on the real-time data. And therefore, Next time when customer goes, and earlier he has not experienced this, now you have provided, so he will experience that change in your particular touch point, he will be excited. Strategic partnership development, identifying opportunity for partnership and collaboration through data insight. So when you get to know that this has been preferred, say the mode of payment is changing. So now you partner with the right payment facilitating apps, etc. So customer will feel that it is very easy to do a commercial transaction with you. So you see that not only that payment, I've just given that as an example, maybe cross-branding, etc. can be considered once you have a strong understanding. Branding, use this to form strategic partnership, complementing with the other brand, their strength and your strength, so that overall market positioning will get strengthened. So that has been done. So this is a cross-branding example taken. I have taken payment example also. Innovation and creativity. This data kind of thing. Hello.
Hello.
Huh.
Hello, Ashish.
Bolo,
bolo. Hello, Ashish.
Haan, bolo.
चलो बढ़िया, आपका पहला काम तो शुरू हो गया है कंटेंट का, इनसे मारुति से.
अच्छा, नहीं मैंने नहीं देखा, कुछ आया क्या मेल?
अच्छा, मैंने सोमिया ने भेजा है ना कि हाँ. आप काम शुरू कर दो पहले वीडियो पे.
हाँ, ओके.
उसने पूरी डिटेल्स भेजी है.
अच्छा,
उसको उसको स्क्रिप्ट 7 तक भेजना है.
ओहो,
हाँ.
अच्छा, ओके ओके ओके. सचिन सचिन मरा पड़ा है. चलो ठीक है, शुरू करते हैं. चल ठीक है ठीक है. तुम्हारा सुबह का काम हो गया ना, वो टेस्टिमोनियल का?
मैंने बना दिया अभी टेस्टिमोनियल, उससे मैं आपको भेज दूंगा. ठीक है,
वो टेस्टिमोनियल ठीक है ठीक है. हाँ, वो आप कस्टमर के साथ डील कर लो पहले, बाद में.
ठीक है, हमने वो कोलेट करके ना भेज दिया. ऐसा बनाया कि मतलब LMS कहीं नहीं लिखा है, सोल्यूशन ऑफ सोल्यूशन डाला है, ताकि अगर उनके पास गया भी ना तो दे विल नॉट बी एबल टू से कि हाँ तो सोल्यूशन था ही ना. इफ यू गिवन गिवन ट्रेनिंग दैट्स अ सोल्यूशन.
चलो, तो मुझे वो भेज देना इस तरह के, मेरे लिए एक एडिशनल वो है. सो मैं कभी डील करता हूँ LMS के लिए, तो दिस इज वन पॉइंट आई कैन आल्सो शेयर. यानी ठीक है, ठीक है ठीक है,
मैं आपको भेज दूंगा.
ठीक है ठीक है, थैंक यू.
ओके,
Furthermore, the benefit of data-driven decision-making is innovation and creativity. Because of foundation of inferences available to you, you are able to take willing risk. So you are willing to experiment, and that will be that freedom, empowerment will lead to a lot of innovation and creativity in your handling. Informed experimentation is the same thing, probably more into a different way, is like data-driven inferences will give you liberty, encouragement, empowerment to try new things. Real-world example is self-explanatory. So we have understood, friends, various benefits of data-driven decision-making, and then we enter into understanding key factors in data-driven decision-making. This must be taken into account. This must be taken care of. So let's have the quick overview understanding. Effective data-driven decision-making requires consideration of several key factors. This key factor consideration will facilitate reliability in your taken decisions, and therefore you will see a more success. So important is focus on this factor. So we are still understand the key factor, but it's a preamble kind of set for you. So this factor should be accounted for you when you resort to data-driven decision making. So scope, of course, is that it's a factor that will encompass quality, the metrics that you choose, the technology that you adopt, ethical versus unethical consideration, impacting various levels of decision making. So with that being the case, first thing is the data quality. Quality of the data based on which you are going to infer and take decision. Accuracy is the first thing. Completeness. It should not be incomplete. Reliable source through which the data has come to you. Okay, these are the key things needed to have quality. Accuracy, completeness, and reliability of the source. Once that is ensured, you will prevent poor quality data giving you erroneous conclusions and results, and thereby lending you into making costly mistakes. So challenges are inconsistent data formats being used across different level in the organization for different interaction that a customer has. One can overcome this by implementing CRM that will continue to capture relevant data uniformly. Okay, actionable insight is implement data validation process. So you have to have some validation. What is happening when you are registering new mobile OTP is coming to you? That's also one way of validation. So likewise, for various other data collected, first of all, the validation process should be there. Then audit has to take place, and creation of a standard data formats across the organization for implementation should happen. So that only will get you quality and complete data. Relevant metrics. So when I say the metrics which is used for inference driving, for understanding the performance parameters, etc. So right metrics should be used, and they should be aligned in such a way that they are well in sync with the business objective. If lead generation is your business objective, then how many impressions of advertisement that you do and conversion rate to lead is important. Then you can't have many other good to have kind of parameter being also added. So then it will be like a clash between must have and good to have. Instead, focus on must have. Impact, irrelevant matrices, I just told you, will divert the attention. People will get a different meaning out of it. But if there is one must have metrics is in place, all will get aligned to that. Best practices are continuously review and refine your metrics to see that it is in sync with the changing time. Okay. And changing business goals. So this is one thing. One hand, time is changing. External environment is changing. Other hand, business goal is changing to meet the challenge coming out of the external environment. So your metrics that you choose has to align with that. Actionable insight is define and prioritize your metrics. If you have more than one, then there should be a priority, which is achieved through weightage being given. So now when you give a weightage, customer or a person who's looking at it will come to know, okay, this is a higher weightage, this is a lower weightage, etc. However, challenge in that case is again to make everyone drive even lower weightage item. Many times I have seen in this kind of an environment, some smart Alex will decide something which is 10%, 20%, I will not bother. I will bother only on those 80%. So again, that will not really lead you to the helpful outcome. So by providing weightage, you are just conveying the prioritization, not the exclusion. So that is has to be understood. Skills of data analysis. It's again a skillful matter. So do you have the team which is trained, which is made capable to look at data in an objective manner, not to have the subjectivity in it, and create a valid insight? Same data looked out by two different person can infer differently. So that's a big challenge. That's a requirement of data analysis skill set user. So if the skill is not available, again, misinterpretation, perception will come. Those things will lead to not so correct inferences or decisions, then based on that, again, will not lead to not so correct outcome. So next is the skill development. Under that, what you need to do. Now, today, as it requires, a lot of cross-functional training is given. So now no more one specialist can think of being into that forever in his life. So point here is create a cross-functional team, provide multiple skill set based capability development skill, etc. Especially when it comes to data literacy, people should be inducted from different functional sphere of the organization, and then you create a pool of people who are capable to do the data analysis across. It's not that I am only specialist of marketing data analysis, I am only specialist of skills. No, that I think will not take you very far. Actionable insight is program that will create, first of all, an understanding, create actual application, okay, provide analytical tool and the access to that, okay, and then continuous improvement happening on one side. So through refresher training, etc., provide them updated knowledge. So this team is always skilled, agile and active. Technology and tool, very important. These things are not available free, and therefore organizations not only need to decide appropriate technology, the tool that is known as a market, MarkTech and all, there are various terms that is being used. MarkTech is one that I know very well, that has been there, and under that, a lot of stacks are available. Stacks is an IT terminology, means a lot of platforms that one can integrate into it. So organization has to decide that what is right for them. Right tool and the platform use and the technology, this thing will be able to not only handle input of your large data coming to you, as well as its storage and then retrieving it for the data analysis when sought by the seeker. So that's what is the one thing one need to know. Scalability. So tool that you choose should be plug and play may not be the right term, but it's like you are not stuck with it. You are able to expand it. So there has to be a scalability. Tomorrow your need has changed and you want to have better this thing. It should be able to accommodate those kind of requests. Regularly evaluate and update your technology stack. Yeah, I use that word. Ensuring support for not only current, but it is rendered, designed to give you future data strategy based support as well. Data integration and timeliness. So ability to your integrate available data with your analysis and available, making them available at the time gives you better actionability. Marketing guy getting marketing data timely will be able to act upon. So both integration and timely delivery is required, for which not only the speed of data analysis, the formatting of data, etc., and therefore the डिसीजन मेकिंग फैसिलिटेशन इनिशिएटिव इज ऑल्सो वन एंड ऑफ दिस DDDM एक्सरसाइज. वन नीड टू रियली बी अवेयर अबाउट इट. सो चैलेंज दैट यू फेस इज डिलेड इंटीग्रेशन. यू मे हैव फेजेस बट बी वेरी क्लियर दैट दिस इज नॉट लीडिंग टू अ क्लैश. सो फेज वन मोबी म्यूचुअली डिसाइडेड इन अ सिंक मैनर दिस डेटा विल analyze this format and this decision making will be possible in phase two this, but doing it randomly haphazardly will impact overall the data decision making. So streamline the integration process both inward and availability of a data for analysis. Focus only preferably on a real-time data. Use the tool which enables you to have the real-time data analytics, and therefore you are able to feed the inference is also more or less in the real time, and constant update of the data. Large data is coming in, so it should update. Ethical consideration and the compliances. So in all the world, especially in the digital world, question of ethical versus unethical comes in. You as a reputed organization follow ethical standards and adhere to the law of the land, so that in terms of data storage, data privacy, you do not get into a legal tangle. Most important is the trust with your customer is very important. So be transparent with them when it comes to that. Failure to comply any ethical guidelines may lead to legal action that will create a solid reputational damage. So one has to remember that. Governance of the data, have a very clear policy, have clear opt-in, obtained, etc. You should know that people are aware about the privacy, security, these things. So maybe create educational inputs for them. Educate people what should they do, what they are doing to breach the secrecy and the privacy gaps, etc. So implement a robust governance mechanism, which is both aligned with the legality as well as ethicalness of the data that you have and its use. So this has to be ensured, which is possible through compliance measure being followed as well as having a transparency in various decisions being taken. Data-driven decision making. Now we come to this where using data, the decision has to happen. So this is really transforming with the AI coming in. It has really taken it to the next level, which is being used for various strategic insights and various operational efficiency improvement, enhancing customer experience. So now with that being the state, important is across various sectors, data-driven decision making will help you to optimize performance, because decision taken is based on objective assessment of the real-time challenges. And once that happens, the innovativeness will come, the creativity will get enhanced. Scope is not limited, scope is very widespread. Today in many industries, this has been used, so that has been mentioned out here. Our retail store example has been given to you, large retail store, lot of footfall data, purchase data, social media analytics, season trend, various inventory data are available now. Once you do this proper analysis through DDDM, your inference will be very, very close to reality, close to its likely predictiveness. And therefore, that if you implement, then you are able to predict, say, example wise, high demand product. So when they are supposed to be made available, what is the inventory level, cycle, etc. What time the promotion should start, etc. So these are the things that will come in. So you are able to not only create better inventory so that stock out and that position is avoided, and promotion well in time so that customer get engaged, and from engagement to transition to actual purchase, full cycle is utilized to get maximum from the customer. This has been given as a one real-time world insight where if implemented, success will get you higher satisfaction and therefore better profitability. Healthcare sector, similarly, the example is given where patient data can be used, and not only one patient, the past patient data for the similar disease can be used to create predictive analytical capability. So one can get likelihood of the next outcome with the new patient coming in. So early intervention at the risk patient will can help him to minimize the risk of disease overpowering the individual, and thereby life is saved. Even cost of treatment can be minimized because it has taken an early decision. You know, early stage detection has become plausible. So it requires a lot of historical data capturing and thereby getting the data to create a predictive analysis tool and optimize it for the patient treatment in the future. Many hospitals are today doing this for both one in customer service side, the other in patient, detection and care, etc.